guys, you're tuned live to tnsradio.com. We do have Dr. Rebecca Carley on radio live with us now. Thank you very much again, once again, Dr. Rebecca, for coming on air with us. Now, we both know what tonight's broadcast is about. We know that it's concerning the interview that we had together about 8 months ago now. Now, I know you've been putting the word out for about a year, since May last year, about the rabies connections between viruses and vaccinations and stuff. And the regular listeners will recall that interview. So can you take us from the point of the last time that we spoke about this and what's been happening, then we can get it to where we are now?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. We need to get the word out to the global population because the zombie apocalypse has commenced. And it's truly amazing how fast this is coming in. I have at least 60 stories in front of me, people sending me stories from all over the globe in regards to flesh-eating zombies attacking others, eating their skin, zombie children in Uganda. The list is endless. And this all started back in May of 2011. A classmate of mine, Ali S. Khan, who's now Assistant Surgeon General of the Centers for Disease Creation, had actually posted a document on the CDC website entitled Social Media Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse. And it truly amazes me how this minion and I were in the same medical school class, because we're at total opposite ends of the conscience spectrum.
Right.
And he actually is talking about the zombie apocalypse and mentioning a brief history of zombies, talking about different infectious agents that can cause the zombie situation, including measles and rabies, and telling people to get prepared. And a year later, we started off, at least most people first heard of the man in Miami who ate the face off a homeless man. And since that time, we've had many different stories from all over the globe about similar situations. College roommates, you know, killing their their roommate and eating the heart and brain, and just all kinds of stuff. A scientist in Sweden cutting the lips off his wife and eating her lips. And there's so many articles that have come in about this. And, you know, it's very obvious to me that they have done this on purpose. I'm without question that this is caused by the rabies virus, which I'm sure they've tweaked. Many of the different articles are blaming different drugs like bath salts, LSD, you know, crack.
Yeah.
No, these drugs do not cause you to start becoming a flesh-eating monster. This is rabies. And not only are they putting rabies in vaccines and giving rabies vaccinations, which are inoculating people with rabies, but they're also spraying rabies on nature. At least here in the States, they've been doing this since 1990. Over 100,000 doses of live rabies packets have been delivered to nature, and they claim that this is going to vaccinate the population of animals in the wild, which, of course, it's actually giving them rabies.
Yeah, well, just to pick up on what you were saying there about the guy from Miami, you know, I think they're suggesting there, as you're saying, it's, you know, bath salts, and by bath salts, people, they're not actually meaning something that you would get and buy out of a shop where you would buy cosmetics or anything like that, or you know, showery gel type stuff. What they're actually saying there is it's a mixture of cocaine, LSD, and other all that kind of stuff, and they're taking it and sending them off their nut. And as Dr. Carley's saying, probably make them freak out quite a bit, Dr. Rebecca, but at the end of the day, I don't think it would make you want to eat somebody's face off. I mean, we know about the overheating part of that scenario, you know, where the man or the woman feels that they're burning up and they need to get the clothes off themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, this bath salts craze, it's really amazing because young people would not know that drugs were being put out into stores under the name of things such as bath salts unless the mainstream media told parents, watch out, there's this, you know, bath salts product available and your children can take it and it's a hallucinogen. And that's how the young people find out that this is being put out there in the first place. Uh-huh. But no, there's not been any cases of cannibalism since the bath salt situation started years ago. Or from crack or LSD or anything else, people are not eating people because they're getting a hallucinogen. Rabies is the virus that causes cannibalistic behavior. It also causes the person or animal that has the virus to avoid drinking water, and that actually increases the infection in the saliva, which allows the virus to be transmitted to the next person or pet bitten, and it also causes crazy sexual behavior. These are the main symptoms of a rabies infection. So that's how I realized there's no question in my mind we're talking about rabies.
So are we saying then that the rabies virus cannot be airborne at any given time, no?
Oh, the rabies is airborne because they're dropping it in these what they call
I'm thinking other lines here. Yeah, I'm aware that over in America they're spraying out of the back of what we here would call a quad bike. And they're spraying lots of fumes and gases and smoke-type stuff out the back of these machines. And they're saying that it's for the benefit of the population. That's what they're telling the population. But your estimation is that they're actually, apart from that, there's helicopters, as you informed me as well, that's dropping this stuff. And you're saying then that this is for absolute definitely sure. I mean, if we get any, you know, definite proof that that's actually what they're doing, or is this just assumption?
Well, there's no question in my mind, and the website that has many of my archives, if people go to the lightofdayradioshow.com, click on Dr. Carly Archives, I did a show on June 2nd about the zombie apocalypse, and the individual that hosts this website, one of my supporters, has put links to many, many documents on that website that you can download for yourself, and one of them is actually the package insert from the Rabirol vaccine, which is the live rabies virus that they're dropping on nature over 100,000, I think it's 100 million doses since 1990. So there's no question they could be spraying in chemtrails as well.
Sure.
But they're actually dropping live virus in bait packages. And a woman in Pennsylvania that picked up one of these bait packages came down with a version of smallpox. So they're putting smallpox in it as well.
Okay, just as you mentioned that there, I've got a question came in from you, for you, sorry. Let me see. Question for Dr. Rebecca Carley. How is it, and then commas, delivered to nature?
How is it what?
How is it delivered to nature? That's the first question.
Well, this Rabirol vaccine, which, as I mentioned on that website, I talked about it, says Dr. Carly document number one, fact sheet on Rabirol live rabies virus vaccine. It's actually a packet. It's a small packet. It's got live rabies virus in it. It's got a version of smallpox in it as well. And then some kind of flavoring that an animal would be attracted to so it would eat the bait.
Okay. Right. I'm getting wee messages coming over here already. Okay, so that's the guy. The guy in Miami, the cop had to shoot him something like 5 times. Now, see the guy that got his face chewed off? Was he a vagrant? Was he like a man of the street?
Yes, that's what they're alleging, although how much we can believe from the mainstream media, of course, is always a question, but they're saying that he was a homeless man, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I tell you what, I'm getting a wee bit of a problem with the sound here. Can I Can I just drop the call you, we there, Doctor, and I'll call you directly back?
Sure.
Okay. Guys, we're getting a wee bit of a stuttering noise coming from the doctor there, so I don't know if you were picking up on it, so I'm just going to try and clear the line. Remember, you can call in to the show as well if you want to ask any questions or pose any opposing opinions. Hi, Doctor, we're back. We'll see how the sound goes this time. For some reason, I had a bit of a crazy sound happening there. So what I've discovered as well is the guy who ate his pal's brain and heart, he was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that chewed the man's face off in Miami, he was like 30, 31.
Mm-hmm.
There was another lady who was kind of 36, who went into a store and proceeded to bite the cashier.
Yes, there's been many stories, yes.
Yeah, and they're all at a certain age group now. Would it be more in the likelihood that the people of that age group, what would be in your experience as a doctor, right? What would be the vaccinations aimed at people, let's say, from 20 to 40, covering that kind of spell?
Well, the most likely vaccine would be the flu vaccine, but you see, it doesn't have to be a typical vaccine. You know, homeless people go to various shelters which have clinics, which they experiment on people. They're doing lots of vaccines to college students. So it's unknown. You know, they're never going to admit what vaccines have rabies virus in them. What I suspect is happening is that they're testing out their, you know, apocalypse-causing a virus in various places. But the flu vaccine certainly would be a contender, because that's the one vaccine that's pushed on all age groups.
Yeah. Now, we do know that there's been two confirmed cases in the UK here. And one of them, as you know, apparently, the doctors admitted to report at the time that she had said she had been bitten by a dog abroad.
Well, actually, the woman that died did not report that she'd been bitten by a dog abroad. That's what they assumed after she died. But from the article that I have about two women in the UK coming down with rabies, which has supposedly been eradicated from the UK, the first woman failed to mention that she had been bitten. They just assumed that she must have been bitten, which, of course, if somebody presents in the emergency room with a strange sickness and she'd been to Asia, had she actually been bitten by a dog, one would certainly think she would have remembered to mention that.
Okay. Here's a strange question right out of the blue for you. Would it be the rabies virus, would it be more contractable from a woman as opposed to a guy? Because of a woman's habits, you know, kissing a friend hello, you know, another female friend kissing them on the cheek, you know, giving them a greeting of hello, or, you know, kissing the odd baby or two, whereas guys are more conservative, if you like, in their manners and their conduct, and they kind of hold back from doing things like that generally. So do you think that it would be more transferable? Is that why we're hearing that it's two women from the UK as opposed to one man, one woman, two men?
No, I think it would be the same situation as occurs with any other bloodborne virus like HIV or hepatitis B. It takes more than a kiss to transmit the virus. We're talking blood contact by sexual intercourse or injection with a needle, including, you know, drugs or vaccines, or a bite. You know, a bite is how rabies would most likely be transmitted by somebody who's infected because it causes a change in their brain where they actually become cannibalistic.
Okay, so it's actually driving them crazy then, and giving them new thoughts. Right, so, okay, I mean, really, where do we go from here? Because quite honestly, you know that I know, Doctor, you know, the material that we both look at. And for somebody, perhaps, who is a first-time listener, listening into what we're talking about, you know, about rabies viruses, and it's going to turn people into basically savage machines, you know, we're going to get into the Olympics and a wee part about, you know, your theory about it can be trafficked because of the amount of flow coming from country to country during the Olympics. But people tuning in for perhaps the first time right now, live, listening to this kind of show on their very first ever radio station, they're going to think that you and I is both off our heads. But, you know, we've got to get the message out there that this is, you know, this is happening. People, there is, I mean, if you've no checked your emails, guys, go and check your emails. The emails were sent out. They've got all the links on it. It's got exactly what Dr. Rebecca Carley has spoke about for the past year. All the links to all the different sites, and it gives you all the information. And you go and look at it and you say, well, there's a very strong case that Dr. Rebecca Carley is absolutely spot on.
Well, it's for the people that don't want to believe that these things are happening. I don't want to believe it either. Unfortunately, I know it. I have been researching and documenting that vaccines are bioweapons being used for all kinds of nefarious purposes for 15 years. I have so much evidence, it fills an entire storage depot. So I don't want to believe it either, but I know it because, you know, the psychopaths that are doing these things actually publish their works. So that's the thing people have to face, is that these things are happening. And yes, the timing of this so close to the Olympics is very interesting because, of course, they're really pushing the flu vaccine and the measles vaccine to anybody attending the Olympics, working at the Olympics, even to the athletes themselves. I have many stories that have been published in BBC News and Mail Online where they're, you know, basically telling people to be scared of these viruses and therefore you should get them inoculated into you. So, yes, the timing of this is very interesting, not to mention the fact of all the stories people are sending me, one of which was an article published by ABC News here in the States back in June of 2011. Doomsday plane would save president and Joint Chiefs in apocalypse scenario. And the apocalypses they talk about are nuclear war, powerful meteor strike, or a zombie apocalypse. So they've got some plane that's able to, you know, fly for many days without being refueled. And they've been putting this in the news for a long time. But it's only when this actual zombie situation started happening that people are putting it all together. And if you just put zombie apocalypse into your search engine and look at all the links that come up, I mean, this is massive. They've been putting this out there for a long time. There was even a movie on the Sci-Fi Channel entitled Zombie Apocalypse. You can access all of these things. And it's very obvious that this is not a fluke. This is not a coincidence. They have been getting us ready for this for some time. And what is more horrific than to imagine that your family members or loved ones could be, you know, plagued with this virus that's going to turn them into a zombie and they're going to attack you. And interestingly, right here in my hometown of Hickory, North Carolina, last Saturday on the front page, and I had sent you this link, there was an article, Surviving the Zombie Apocalypse. The Hickory Gun Club is offering survival course to ward off the living dead.
Yeah.
So they're getting people ready. I mean, this is coming.
Yeah.
It's obviously coming because they're making it happen.
Yeah. Just to let the listeners know as well, that, you know, I do hope you're in the habit of checking your emails, because emails get sent out regular from TNS. when we can, to inform you about what shows is happening, who's interviewing who, and maybe it'll float your boat and get you in to listen. But one of the links that I did send in the email is just exactly what Dr. Rebecca Carley there is suggesting, is that a weapons expert is basically training people on how to combat against zombie attacks and stuff. I mean, this is very real. This is very mad, Doctor, but very real.
And this is in my hometown, so I guess that was a message to me. Get ready. They're coming. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Listen, we do have some questions coming in for you, and I'm trying
to. Okay, I love questions. Go ahead.
I'm trying my best to keep up, guys. If you just, if I miss anything, just repost it or maybe send in a PM to me or something. Okay, this is from TRP. What triggers the rabies to turn people into animals, since the number of cases so far is relatively small compared to the number of doses the doctor says are out there?
Well, that's why it's very obvious to me that they've tweaked it. The mad scientists, the virus hunters that actually go out there and look for the most dangerous viruses in the world, just like they went to Alaska and dug up dead bodies of people that died from what they called the 1918 flu, but was actually a condition caused by multiple vaccines given to the military in World War I. They take these viruses and then they tweak them and they make them more dangerous by whatever that they do. And there's all kinds of ways they can do that. Rabies actually attacks this particular area of the brain called the limbic system. It's, the part of the brain that's responsible for your emotions. This is also the part of the brain that's, involved with autism and things of that nature. It's near your earlobes on both sides of your head. And so whatever it does, I mean, I've never found a paper that talks about in the molecular sense how it transforms cells in the brain to alter your behavior to the point where you would become cannibalistic. But that's what it does. Like I said, I've never seen an exact a description of how that happens, but it doesn't matter on the molecular level how it happens. It happens. You know, like I said, the persons or animals that have rabies, they froth at the mouth. That's because their saliva is infectious. They don't want to drink. They get this compulsion to bite, and that's what spreads the virus. And the virus actually takes over the mind and the fact that it wants to survive. And the way it survives is by infecting others. And it causes, you know, this need to eat flesh.
Is there a signal sent from the brain or to the brain that signifies that they're needing something to eat? I mean, is it a kind of a kick-off process where, you know, electrical impulses or whatever in the brain start acting mental, you know, and you start thinking things. So obviously it's screwing with your brain. But what is that? Why does it make, you know, why does it not make you want to go jump in water? Why does it have to be that it's eating somebody's face off? I mean, what's the connection there?
Well, the part of the brain that controls whether or not you want to eat is in an area of the brain called the hypothalamus. And this is why vaccines also cause obesity or anorexia. And when I was in medical school, we actually did experiments where we put needles into the brains of cats in various areas of the hypothalamus. And you can create a cat that wants to eat constantly and becomes obese, or a cat that will not eat and becomes anorexic. So that's a different part of the brain. In terms of wanting to eat flesh, I think that what happens is that the behavioral changes in the brain that occur with rabies makes you want to bite. And that's how the virus has this ability to sustain itself. If it bites another, then that person or animal becomes infected with rabies and the virus continues to propagate. Perhaps once you bite, you just start chewing. I don't know. You know, like I said, I've never found any studies that have gone into this. How does a bite become you know, eating. But, you know, after you bite something, I guess that's a normal response, to chew and swallow.
Yeah. Just to let the listeners on the Scots side know, what I'm actually going to do now is, go and find the snapshot that you sent me.
Yeah, the pictures of the victim in Miami are also on the lightofdayradioshow.com, Dr. Carly archives, the two pictures of the cannibalism attack. It's very gruesome, and it's worse than a sci-fi horror show, but this is reality. And it's very interesting as well that this attack occurred right under a camera on the causeway in Florida. It's very interesting how all these things were captured. You know, one has to wonder if the intention of the psychopaths causing this to happen was not to create massive fear. And if I could, I just want to tell people, you don't have to be scared. Colloidal silver kills every bacteria and virus that's ever been tested against it. If I was you, I would get a colloidal silver generator. If you go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, and click on the link section, you can get a generator, the generator that I use. It's called Silver Lungs, which kills all bacteria and viruses that have ever been tested, including HIV. So you can protect yourself from this virus. So I just want to make that clear. I'm not trying to scare people, but to make you realize that this is being done by the mad scientists that work for the various agencies, especially here in the States. And the fact that it's gone global, it's very obvious to me that they're getting ready to do something big. So this is a major distraction, although, of course, it could be actually used as a way to thwart the Olympics. You know, people are putting out information that there may be a dirty nuke at the London Olympics. I don't think they're going to use a nuke because London is one of the main areas for the New World Order crowd. I don't think they're going to nuke one of their towns, you know. I think it's more likely to be a bioweapon attack. And the fact that they're pushing the vaccinations makes this a very obvious probability, in my perspective, that they'll have vaccines with rabies and that you'll end up with a bunch of zombies at the Olympics.
Yeah. Just to let you know, guys, especially some of the newer members on the Scots site, if you scroll down just below the globe that's turning away there, you'll see new member essential links. And there's a lot of links in there that you might want to have a look at. And I think these links are going to be part of that. All the links that I'm now aware of, and I'm going to put a special kind of section in there. And if any of these hear of anything locally, like for instance, Doctor, what I did hear today is that, you know, a couple of ladies down south of this piece of rock, you know, has contracted the rabies virus. But up here in Scotland, there's been an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Well, I just want to say, what do they do to people that have supposedly been bitten by a rabid animal? They give them a rabies vaccine. When you think about the insanity of that, they've allegedly been bitten by an animal with rabies, and they're going to inject more rabies? I mean, they just got a rabies vaccine from the animal. So why are they injecting more? It's totally insane. But Legionnaires is one of those obvious created organisms, and that first started here in the States, and I believe it was a veterans hospital some years ago. So yeah, we're going to have all kinds of emerging organisms, and this is definitely meant to scare the people. But as I said, colloidal silver kills it all.
Yeah. Okay. Just as we were discussing there, I went and discovered where the picture was located. On the Scots site, and guys, I'm now going to put the link into the chat box. I would ask you to use a wee bit of discretion. If you've got any children running about, don't open the link if there's any children about you. And if you're a wee bit on the faint-hearted side, also don't open up the link. It is kind of gruesome. But I'm going to post it now, and it's down to your responsibility. of whether you view it and who views it. Here it comes. I've not put them on TNS. I thought, you know, that was, it's gruesome enough being in one, you know.
Yes, and it's worse than any horror film, and it's real. And you can see by the photograph, this cannibal, really did eat the man's face. I mean, in the photograph I have, you can still see some of his mustache and a little bit of his beard.
Yeah.
But one of his eyes is missing, and all the skin off his face is gone. Now, does this man now have a rabies infection? You can be sure we'll never hear if that's the case. And supposedly, he's still alive, although very critically ill, obviously. But, yeah, this is no joke.
That's pretty serious, folks, as you'll be looking at that picture, those of you who will look at it. I'll move on to another question at the minute. This is from Lee. Question for Dr. Rebecca. Does she see any future issues with a mixing of rabies, TB, and bubonic plague in the form of a race-specific pandemic, seeing as there's been recent causes of strain of TB being resistant to drugs and cases of black plague in Iraq?
Well, they have the capability of doing this, and this is why, and there we go now with the echo on Skype. Every show I do, I have problems for some reason. But yes, they do have the ability to be race specific. That's why they've collected blood from every race, because they can tweak things to make a virus be more dangerous to a specific race. So yes, this is obviously being done and can be done and has been done for quite some time. And as I said, the live rabies bait that they're releasing also has a version of smallpox in it. And if you click on the link on the lightofdayradioshow.com website, Dr. Carly Archives, there is a document about a fact sheet on the Rayboral live rabies vaccine, and it even says in that, you know, release from the Pennsylvania Department of Health, that the MSDS sheet, the material safety and data sheet on this live rabies virus bait package, shows that it contains a live recombinant vaccinia virus, which is a version of smallpox. Now, what are they doing putting smallpox into a rabies virus packet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, they don't tell you that. But a woman that picked up one of these packets came down with smallpox. So there's all kinds of crazy things that they're doing. And this is what we have to become aware of because, of course, we're paying for it with our tax dollars.
Now, in terms of vaccinations, I mean, where does it stop? Where would it stop? I mean, would it be newborn babies getting their first shot of the JAGs that newborns get? Would it be contained within that? Would they start poisoning the population and destruction and stuff from that early an age? Would that be in the scope, do you think?
Well, they're already, you know, vaccinating babies at birth with hepatitis B, which is insane in itself. How do I know? I mean, what would a psychopath do? They're continually making new vaccines. They're putting vaccine viruses in genetically modified food, bananas, potatoes, things of that nature. Who knows what they're going to do? What I teach my students, my clients that I do consults for is basically to protect yourself. Like I said, colloidal silver is key. I take about 6 to 8 ounces of colloidal silver every day, as do my 3 dogs and 2 cats. To eat organic food as much as you can, to drink clean water to the degree that you can find clean water. And, you know, as far as the air that you breathe, this is a problem because they're spraying us like pests with chemtrails and things of that nature. But you do the best you can. But to be aware that this is going on, that's the hard part, because people of conscience cannot conceive of the evil that we're talking about, but this is reality. And we have to wrap our heads around it. We have to grow up and face the fact that we are being depopulated. It's happening on a global scale. And we have to rise up and say we're not going to take it anymore. This is key because it's getting worse every day. In 2012, in their occult world that they live in, is obviously a very important time for them to take off their masks and start doing many of these things.
Yeah, I would absolutely, totally agree with you there that it's time that people stood up. And that's what we like to speak about here. As you know, as solutions on TNS. So, you know, you're mentioning there colloidal silver, so we can get some colloidal silver, but I do know that there's probably a couple of people want to call in and speak to you. But preparation, I mean, if they're spraying it from the sky, you know, and it's landing on people's food and stuff that they're already growing themselves, I mean, is there any way to combat that? Is there an antidote, or is there anything can be done to protect people's food stock?
Well, that's why I suggest to people to get a generator to make your own silver, because if you make your own silver, it's made for pennies a batch, and you can wash your vegetables and fruit with it. You can use it to cleanse any cutting boards or things of that nature. There's hundreds of uses of colloidal silver. So yes, if you're growing food, then you want to wash it with colloidal silver before you ingest it. There's also homeopathics against rabies. There's homeopathics against just about everything. And that's what I teach people about that get consults from me. But just to be aware, if you see helicopters and low-flying planes, because as far as I know, although it could certainly be happening, but the rabies is being sprayed, these packets that are being dropped, are being done from, you know, visible things in the sky. But there's no saying that they can't be spraying it in chemtrails as well. So basically you have to cleanse everything that you put in your mouth, to protect yourself. Okay.
Welcome back, guys. Dr. Rebecca Carley still with us. Remember, you can call in as of now, anytime you want, any calls you want to make for any questions you want to ask. But firstly, we've got a question here, and I have to ask it anonymously. Could you ask the doctor, isn't rectal delivery the most efficient method to take colloidal silver? Also, what would be the daily dosage, please?
Well, I have not heard of anybody taking colloidal silver rectally. Well, actually, there's two types of silver. There's ionic silver, and ionic silver is just that, an ion of silver. It's a charged particle, and if you take it in that form, it's best for topical applications such as on burns, wounds in the eyes, the ears, spraying it up your nose and things like that. Colloidal silver, you actually have to combine the ionic form with a reducing agent, which with a silver lungs generator package that you get. It's a compound made of a sugar. And in that form, that's the best form to ingest or to breathe in. There's no reason you couldn't use it, put it in an enema and take it as an enema. But that's not how I would do it. You know, myself personally, I drink 6 to 8 ounces a day, and I put it in the water for my pets. So that's the best way to get it into your body. And you want to have enough in your body that if you're exposed, that you're going to be protected, that the virus will be killed immediately. If you wait until you are infected, then you have to take massive quantities. And how much you actually take depends on how many parts per million of silver are in the silver solution that you're ingesting. The type that I take is between 10 and 20 parts per million. You can get it up to 500 parts per million. But in doses like that, it can kill off some of the beneficial bacteria in your gut. So I prefer to take it in a much smaller parts per million concentration and just take it daily over a prolonged period of time.
Yeah. Okay. One of the other questions that came in for you there was, could you ask the doctor what her views are on the possibility of a virus spreading via mosquitoes or other flying insects, and that was from Simply Steve.
Okay. Well, yes, there's a very high possibility of that, because the psychopath Bill Gates, with his Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the things that they're doing is actually putting malaria into mosquitoes. They call them flying injections. And on my DrCarly.com site, I have a story about that. So, yes, you can have an infection from any vector insect, a tick, a mosquito, anything that bites or stings can inject you with a virus. But the ones who have been created in biological warfare laboratories, of which there are 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the United States alone, those are going to be the much more dangerous versions of that. And the very idea of Bill Gates to come up with this solution to malaria spread by mosquitoes in Africa, he came up with this idea of making a malaria vaccine and putting it into mosquitoes, which, of course, the malaria vaccine is malaria. So he's actually making the problem worse.
Uh-huh.
So yes, the stinging insects can give you various infections. And in fact, the Lyme's infection, Lyme's was invented on Plum Island here in the States off the shores of Long Island. And that's been around for quite a time. And now it's pretty much spread all over the world. And that's spread by ticks. So yes. That is possible, but once again, silver will kill it. But as I said, what people have to realize is that the mad scientists are actually making these things.
Yeah, okay. I've just upped my mic a wee bit, guys, there. You should be able to hear me a wee bit better. Let me know if that's a wee bit better for you. The reason probably I was going a wee bit quiet there is because I'm actually copying and pasting a lot of questions and stuff. Now let's move on to the you know, it was, you said there during the break, it was the first sort of, you know, heads up that we got that there was something happening. And it was the link about the mysterious zombie disease that afflicts thousands of Ugandan children.
Yes.
Let's have a wee talk about that.
Yes, that occurred in March of this year. And I'm sure you're sending out the link to that, which is on rawstory.com, and the title is just as you said. And basically in this article, they're talking about thousands of children who gnaw at their fabric restraints like rabid animals. And first they become restless. They can't concentrate. Then they start nodding, having an uncontrollable dipping of their head, and starting to have seizures. And after it attacks the nervous system, the seizures progress until eventually the children become distant and blank, and then they die. And in this article, of course, the experts are baffled as to what is causing it, and they bring up some black fly, which causes an infection with a parasitic worm called Anchocerca volvulus, which causes river blindness, which is ridiculous because, of course, that parasite has been around for eons and they've never had a bunch of children turning into zombies. But they always have to have their, you know, excuse for it, their plausible deniability that it's being done on purpose. But the Centers of Disease Control is there checking out the situation. And in fact, I'm sure they actually caused it with vaccines given to these children.
Yeah, listen, nothing would surprise me. Nothing would surprise me nowadays. You know, some of the things that I've read regarding this, I mean, these guys just don't give a shit, basically. They're taking races of people and experimenting on them. You know, and when is the world going to wake up?
Well, the good news is they are waking up. They are waking up, but we have to have massive numbers of people waking up before we can rise up as humanity and say, we know what's happening and we're not going to take it anymore. And that's why I've mentioned psychopaths all the time. There are two types of people on this earth. There are psychopaths. Those are the people that have no conscience. And then there are the people that have a conscience. Those are the two groups. And the psychopaths come in all flavors. Many of them are Zionists. And in fact, I have an article in front of me published in Nature in November of 2007, How to Make a Zombie Cockroach. Researchers in Israel are actually studying how to inject cockroaches with some kind of a toxin that makes the cockroaches become submissive and be able to be led around by their antennae. So there's so much information on this, it's mind-boggling. But that's what people have to realize. There is an agenda to depopulate the planet. You know, they talk about it in Agenda 21, the Georgia Guidestones. There's many places where these monsters actually put their plan in writing, that they want to depopulate the earth, kill off 90% of us, and make the rest of us into slave work units. And zombies make excellent slave work units because they cannot comprehend, they can't think. They apparently just follow orders, at least the dumb versions, because rabies can cause two types of rabies, where you become dumb, you're basically just, you know, a slave work unit walking around mindlessly, or you become aggressive and you start spreading the virus by cannibalizing.
Yeah. There was a question came in from Lee from TNS. His brother showed him a new clip and the expert, in commas, mentioned something strange and out of context. He spoke about a plane, an airplane, being seized by terrorists, but used as a missile. But when the system actually plunged a plane into the stadium crowd, the SAMs miss it and also has a blow weapon payload, bioweapon payload, excuse me. The death toll will be small, but if Dr. Carley is correct in thinking traffic via ports and airports, could that be viable? Excuse me.
Anything is possible. You know, these things can have a latency as well. You can have an infection that doesn't manifest itself immediately. So just because you're exposed doesn't mean you're immediately going to become obviously ill or cannibalistic or whatever. They have ways of making these things come, you know, become manifest down the road.
Sorry about that. Got a frog in my throat. Good to go again. You still there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry about that. Took a wee coughing fit there. This might be something in the air.
Yeah. Very well could be.
Yeah, okay. Try and gather myself. No, sorry about that, people. Let's go back. I think I had some other questions for you. Okay, we've asked that question, sorry. We've asked a lot of that. I think that's all the questions. Guys, if any of you want to call in, give my throat a wee break here, feel free. So basically, Dr. Rebecca, the message that we've got to try and get out here is that this is here, it is serious. I mean, it's even in your hometown. We've had two outbreaks in the UK. We've got the Olympics coming up. They're spraying from helicopters, they're spraying possibly out the back of quad bikes. It could be potentially in chemtrails. Is there any way that it could be getting introduced via water supplies?
Anything is possible. I mean, whatever these monsters are capable of coming up with, I don't think that the water supply would be the most likely route that they would take, because most water supplies that go to communities are, you know, exposed to chlorine and other things that could potentially kill viruses, although, of course, that's a poison as well. I don't think that water is a likely way that they will deliver it. The most obvious way, and that's what I want people to realize, is for them to put it in a needle and inject it into you in the form of a vaccine. Mm-hmm. That is the most efficient way to deliver.
Sorry, we've lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we kind of lost you there. You tailed off at the end. We couldn't hear you.
Okay, like I said, I always have problems with Skype when I do shows. The most efficient way to deliver any biowarfare agent is by needle. So stay away from the needle. That's the most important thing that people need to do. And I also suggest that people watch the movie Quarantine. That is the most accurate documentary of what's going on. There are lots of movies about zombies, but Quarantine is the most accurate.
Okay. Well, is there anything positive that we can take from what we've spoke about here? You know, we're talking about negativity and, as you said earlier, you know, we're not here to fearmonger anybody and get them to think that everything is bleak. You know, these are testing times that we live in. We do know that anything is possible. It's to what degree, I think, is the question there, Doctor. It's to what degree, you know, these guys have... I tell you what, it'd make a hell of a stage show, though.
Well, I do not like to be the bearer of bad news. But unfortunately, this is what's happening. So we have to realize it and protect ourselves in whatever ways we can. Yes, it is bleak. These people are killing us. We have to face it and say we're not going to take it anymore. I mean, now is the time for humanity to rise up. Because if we don't, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, okay, guys. Any questions, get them into the boxes now. Because I don't know if there's any other information, Doctor, that we can cover regarding the actual attacks and effects. I'm trying to come up with the questions to narrow everything down, you know, myself.
Well, we're under many attacks.
You're saying that, you know, anything's a possibility. Could they actually be lacing it into food and drink products that, you know, I mean, if anything's possible, you know.
Well, not so much with rabies, but we're being exposed to countless toxins every day. They're putting aspartame, which is a very dangerous neurotoxin, in very many foods. It's actually now started to be called a natural flavoring. You can watch the video Sweet Misery, which is available free online, and learn about that toxin. We're being exposed to pesticide, fluoride, chlorine. The list is endless. I suggest people go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the vaccine induced disease page. Download the documents I have there. The first document is called Big Picture. It's the cause of all disease. And you can listen to a lecture I gave in Chicago 4 years ago explaining those diagrams. Because the most important thing we have to do is learn what they're doing to harm us.
Uh-huh.
Not that we can possibly even know everything, but at least as many things as possible to avoid those bad things and detoxify them if we've been exposed.
you know, kind of losing your sound there again. We've got a question.
Yeah.
Again, coming in for you. Let me go back and see if I can find it. This is from Simply Steve, and he's probably got quite a point here. Is there anything in the world of medicine that Dr. Carley could fill us in about that's going to actually be helpful at any time?
In the world of medicine?
In the world of medicine, is there anything that's helpful?
No.
No?
No. My profession has been totally corrupted. Everything they do hurts you.
Just a quick question there came in from Kim H. Can rabies ever be caught from a blood transfusion? I would imagine absolutely so.
Yes.
Okay, from Lee, what happened to Jane Burgermeister and her case against the UN? She seems to have disappeared. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't heard from her for some time. I don't know what happened to her.
Okay. This is a quick fire round. another question for you. It seems that the virus, especially the avian flu, is changing the hemoglobin protein. So if an infection such as TB hits, it can get through the lung wall tissue and lead to filling the lungs with blood. Is Dr. Rebecca Carley aware of this?
Yes, they're doing all kinds of things to enable us to become infected. And anybody that drinks milk is exposed to tuberculosis. So that's one of the things I suggest people stop doing for many reasons, is to stop drinking milk.
Guys, we seem to have Dr. Rebecca Carley back. Hope the sound holds this time. We're getting major problems at this side. Something I wanted to read out to you folks, a link that I forgot to include in the emails that I sent out, was a link that I did get a hold of today, and it's called Ohio Town Solicits Zombie Volunteers to Test Emergency Preparedness Plan. Now, just as I'm doing that, I'm going to copy and paste that to where you are. Laurie, if you can possibly get it and take it from TNS and put it in the Scott site, because my hands are majorly full here, I'd appreciate that. Well, here's how here's what it infers. The Delaware County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management and the Delaware General Health District wants some of its residents to die. Well, become zombies. Not really die. And by becoming zombies, it means to pretend to be zombies and still not really die. In an effort to engage its community in hazardous materials emergency preparation exercises, highlighted in red, the Office of Homeland Security, remember, Office of Homeland Security, FEMA camps, has put out a petition for 250 volunteers to don their best zombie look this Halloween. The effort will test first responders on how they handle hazardous materials, exercises, and, in an attempt to maintain the realism of zombie culture, first responders who come into contact with a hazardous material will become zombies themselves. So it's almost like a game of, what we call here in Scotland, a game of tag, or your head.
Yeah.
Like the Centre for Disease Control, which published a guide, earlier this year to survive a zombie attack, and Tom Dederick, that's a nice name, Dederick, who created a map depicting each state's zombie survivability rate. These Delaware County groups are using the zombie craze gain interest and participation for their community in a more serious emergency preparedness drill. Now, that leads me to what I was going to ask you, Doctor, is what is the, I mean, that's just crazy what I've just read out there. Yeah? Because we're talking about 21st century, we're talking about, you know, supposed to be enlightened, and people are going along with this thing, of becoming volunteers to, you know, what are we coming to? Which then leads me to the question, what is the word on the streets in America?
Well, the area that I live in, Hickory, North Carolina, there's really a very small amount of people that are awake in any way, shape, or form, unfortunately. But I just want to mention that this article was posted in October of last year. So, you know, when you look back and you see that they've been, you know, working up to this situation, not to mention in the article you're reading, it says towards the bottom of the first page, participants will get free t-shirts and judges will award plagues to zombies with the best costumes, best makeup, and best zombie shuffle. So it's all being like acted upon as like it's some kind of a joke, and that they're using the zombie volunteers to test an emergency preparedness plan. It's only when the actual incidents start happening, and then people are going to realize, wow, how did they know this was going to happen, you see? Because, like I said, they've been working up to this for some time, and the CDC started it all, so we know where it's coming from.
Yeah. Okay, I think I had a question come in for you now. Can you ask the doctor to explain the importance of the hemoglobin protein, if she can? I asked her this because I'm seeing TB being a big player down the line when you get back up and running, or when people get back up and running.
Well, the hemoglobin protein, of course, is necessary for respiration. When we breathe, you know, the hemoglobin in our blood is what circulates throughout the lungs and expires CO2, carbon dioxide, and takes in oxygen, and there goes the echoes again. And that's what allows us to live, you know, to have the oxygen we need to survive. I'm not aware of any particular relationship of hemoglobin with tuberculosis, but obviously, just like it has happened with any kind of bacteria, they've become resistant from the drugs that they're using to so-called, you know, fight those infections. They're creating antibiotic-resistant organisms, including tuberculosis, which is a bacteria bacilli. But once again, colloidal silver, you know, will kill that. So if anybody thought they had a TB infection of their lungs, if I was them, you know, I'd be breathing colloidal silver. And you can do that by a nebulizer. But tuberculosis infection can happen anywhere in the body. It's not just the lungs.
A question coming in here from Andrea and Brian. Could you ask Dr. Carly if the doctors in the States take their own medicine and give vaccines like Gardasil / MMR to their own children? Thanks.
Well, I have no affiliation with any doctors here in the States. I'm a considered a heretic because I tell the truth. But I would suspect that no. I do know for a fact that almost no doctor will take chemotherapy or radiation if they get cancer. But as far as allowing their children to get vaccinated and things of that nature, I highly doubt it. Most of them don't, I'm sure. Because they have to know, especially the pediatricians that are given these vaccines. When they see all the diseases that the children come down with, they have to have put two and two together at this point. But they keep doing it anyway because if they don't do it, they will lose their license. And that's how they keep the doctors under their grip, basically, is through the licensure situation.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we've covered pretty much the kind of zombie affiliation attacks with different links and the vaccinations and stuff like that. Now, are you okay to continue on with people's general questions about things, or do you want me to kind of wrap up there? I know we've been on about an hour and a half there.
No, that's fine. I just want to mention an article that was in my the paper I usually get every day just to see what they're feeding the sheep is out of Charlotte, North Carolina, which is a bigger town than Hickory, where I live. And there was an article in the paper today. You can check it out on CharlotteObserver.com. I'm sorry, CharlotteObserver.com on page 4A The title is, After a Few Gory Incidents, Online Zombie Talk Grows. And this is an article that was initially published out of the Associated Press. And what they say is that, symbolic of both infection and evil, zombies are terrifying in a way that other horror movie iconography isn't. But they are some baser form of us with no emotional core, no conscience, no limits. Vampires have kind of a romantic appeal, but zombies are doomed. Zombies can never really become humans again. There's no going back. So basically what they're talking about, that the moving toward an ending part is especially potent. For some, the news stories fuel a looking fear that ultimately humanity is doomed. And this is very telling, because this is exactly what they want people to believe, that there's no hope, and the religious people can just assume, okay, God's going to punish us now. He's going to unleash this zombie pandemic and just sit back and say, you know, this is our punishment or whatever. No, it's not God doing this. It's the mad scientists that work in various areas, especially in Israel, biological research laboratories, and here in the States at the CDC. And this is what they're intending to do, is cause fear and panic and get people to believe that humanity is doomed. And what I'm here to tell you is that humanity is only doomed if humanity does nothing to stop these monsters.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you know yourself, I've got to stay on the fence with a lot of the questions and comments and stuff that I make. But yeah, it's absolutely time the people started realizing exactly what's happening around about them, and take the message and spread it far and wide, and wake up their fellow man and woman, and you know, help protect ourselves and the future generations. We do know about the Georgia Guidestones, you know. There's never been a connection made. I'm still waiting on somebody coming up with a logical explanation or so, or whether it's just coincidence why the EU Parliament actually holds government, if you like, over 500 million people. And the Georgia Guidestones there have mentioned 500 million people. So I'm still waiting on something coming up about that. But you're absolutely spot on, Doctor, and I commend you and your work that you do. And it's always a pleasure to have you on TNS Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, and I'm doing a lot of shows on the zombie apocalypse, and I ask people to just spread the word. Not to spread fear, to spread reality as it's happening, and to also let people know that there are solutions. And especially to keep people away from the needle, because that's the most important thing people need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You're fading away there again, Doctor, but again, listen, thanks very much for coming on, and, I'll be getting these links spread far and wide.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure as always.
Absolutely. You take care now. Till we speak again, eh?
Okay, bye-bye.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Rebecca Carley, guys. That's her. Just logged off Skype. We pretty much covered there what we had to cover about the zombie